This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 114, Master Your English Without a Teacher.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA. Today, learn about an awesome way that you can build a group of your peers who have the same English goals to achieve fluency faster.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, I have a question for you.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So when you are putting your mind to a task, maybe you have a big project going on, do you like to get together with other people who are trying to do the same thing and strategize? Like see what other people, how are they getting to their goal? How should you do it? Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I feel like, especially if it's something that's a little newer for me, I don't usually trust that I know all, right? And almost always there's someone I know who is either an expert or has some experience. I think about, I've started to try and keep some indoor plants alive. And so I've reached out to friends who are masters of this, right? Their house is full of indoor plants and they've had so many tips and tricks. And I think it's unwise to assume you know all. And it's just so smart to lean on others' expertise a little bit.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. It makes me think of this book that was, I just read it this winter. It's called Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. And it speaks to the idea of when you do have a problem or a challenge, you got to go to a person. Don't try to figure it all out yourself. You can cut your learning curve in half in a massive way. I've been doing this more lately with All Ears English, like, trying to understand something, right? I'm going to find an expert. I'm either going to hire that person or I'm going to ask them just to meet me out of a favor and just try to learn what they know. Right.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it gives you a real jump start because otherwise you're going to end up learning through trial and error, making mistakes, figuring out as you go. You can save yourself all that trouble if you consult with someone who knows what they're doing.
Exactly. So then today is kind of taking that idea of who, not how, that concept, that Dan Sullivan concept, but actually talking about learning from your peers. That's the key for today, your peers, the people that are kind of at your level, or maybe they're just above you, or maybe they're just below you, but they have something to share and they're going to share how they're achieving that goal.
Right? And this is so appropriate for language learning because a lot of students have this idea that they can only learn from a teacher or from another native speaker.
Right.
And we're definitely here to tell you that if that's the case, if you feel that way, you're missing out on so many opportunities to not only improve your English skills, but to learn from other language learners what has worked for them.
So true. That's why I'm so excited about our online learning center that we're launching soon, Aubrey. It's going to be there. You guys are going to be, when you join a course at All Ears English, you're now going to be in a community of other learners and we're in there sharing inspiration and ideas together. So we can learn from each other. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And we want to share with you guys how you can create and join an English mastermind group. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay, I know you're in a bunch of mastermind groups.
Ooh, almost too many right now. Yeah. I think I'm in like four different groups right now. So this is common in the entrepreneurial world. This idea came from the entrepreneurial world where entrepreneurs or small business owners will get together with other small business owners or entrepreneurs. And you all have different businesses, usually, but not always. For me, two of my groups are in the same world of language learning and the others are in totally different fields. Consultants, real estate developer, all these different things. And then you're going to share your best practices because the truth is across all industries, we have the same problems. Business mm-hmm. is business, no matter what industry you're in. So
yes, and the ideas mm-hmm. and strategies that work in one business mm-hmm. often, mm-hmm. you know, carry over, translate to other areas.
Totally, totally. And it's also just nice to not feel alone, right? It's really nice to get together with someone who's probably going through similar challenges and just share and come up with what to do. So our advice today for you guys is create your own English mastermind group. We call these mastermind groups because you're coming together and you're sharing one mind. You're putting together your strategies, putting your mind into it. So good. So who are we going to look to if we're going to build our English mastermind group, Aubrey?
Yes. So you want to look for self-motivated learners, mm-hmm. people who are self-starters, who are really motivated, because you don't want to be carrying all the weight here, right?
Yes.
You want people who take responsibility for improving their language, who are also really motivated. So just like Lindsay said, our learning center is going to be a perfect place. Our Facebook groups are a great place to find other motivated learners.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. you want to find people who work together well with others who are also seeking to be in this type of group.
Exactly. And there's a lot of rules here that are good to follow. So the way I would recommend doing this is find your group. I'd say probably 3 to 4, no more than 5 people is good for a group, and meet, you know, every 2 or 3 weeks. Sometimes 2 weeks feels like a lot. It's a heavy time commitment. Mm. But make sure you're not flaky. On Clubhouse this morning, Aubrey, we taught flaky.
Yes. Right. Clubhouse, you want to be dependable. You want to be reliable. If you're going to make a plan, you don't want to be a flaky person is one who isn't reliable, who's often late or doesn't show up. You want to surround yourself with people who aren't going to be like that. And you also, you want to prioritize this time and make sure that you can always make it happen.
Exactly. And then we want to talk about a little bit about our advice on the structure, on how to set this up. Aubrey, do you have any thoughts on how this could work best to set up the structure? Any initial thoughts that might?
Well, I definitely feel like these days Zoom is going to be the best for this, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone can meet. It's free for the first 40 minutes and you are going to be able to easily do breakout rooms if you want. So there's still Google Hangouts, Skype, there's other options, but I do feel like Zoom is one of the best ways to do this type of thing if you're doing it online. If you happen to know people who live in the same town as you, you can do it in person, but I feel like this type of thing is definitely going to work online.
Yeah. And I think this works really, really well if you set up one person that's on the hot seat each time. So the hot seat means that one person comes with a core problem or question or challenge. They describe it in detail for 5 minutes so that everyone understands. And then the whole group is working on their problem or their challenge for that group. I could see this working for English language learners too. For example, you know, not knowing, you know, maybe you are translating in your head all the time between your native language and English. You're experiencing this. You share the problem and then you ask for solutions. How have your peers gone past this?
I love that as an example, because a lot of the people in this group will have also had that same struggle, and they may have found a breakthrough way to figure it out that would totally work for you.
Totally.
So what a great way to find a way to solve this problem collaboratively.
Yeah, that's why I think it is ideal if you can make most of your group be just a step ahead of you. That's the ideal, you know? You don't want to be with people who are light years ahead of you. Like if you are a beginner English learner, you don't want to necessarily meet with a polyglot who speaks 13 languages natively.
Right.
Right. That's just too far ahead. It's just not going to be motivating. But if you get someone who's maybe upper beginner level or lower intermediate, that's going to be perfect. You can learn from them, but you can add something to them too. You can offer them value.
Yes, exactly. Right. You're going to be facing the same challenges and problems. So whatever comes up each week, whatever the person in the hot seat is sharing, you're going to have something to say almost every time. And you're always going to learn something. So that's the ideal situation.
Yeah. And the other piece that's really good about this is also meant to be a connection group that you can introduce people to other people. Right. So if someone says, oh, I'm really trying to figure out, let's say in the business world, marketing analytics, I'm using that example today for some reason, they're going to, you know, someone is going to know someone and they, hey, let me introduce you. Hey, it's the who, not how that concept comes in again. Who, not how.
Yes, exactly. Right. What a great way to network. I have a feeling this is why you're a part of so many of these, because not only are you learning in each one, but you're building your network. You're meeting people who can potentially help your business. You can help theirs. It's such a great spirit of collaboration and is a benefit for everyone involved.
Exactly. And like I said before, just the one warning to you guys, don't get kicked out. We kicked a couple people out of our mastermind group because they were kind of showing up very casually whenever they wanted. Mm. And they were kind of unrelated. Like they weren't on track mentally with us, with the three of us. Mm. So there was a group of five and two of the people were just kind of bouncing in and out whenever they wanted. And they weren't really tuned in to what was really going on with the group. And so we kind of kicked them out.
Yeah. Well, you definitely want to make sure that everyone there is taking it seriously, yeah. is providing, you know, benefit to everyone yeah. there. Because none of the people involved in these groups, and it will be the same for you with your language groups, no one has time to waste. So if we're going to devote 30 minutes or an hour to something like this, we want to make sure it's extremely valuable.
It's a huge deal to devote 45 minutes, an hour of your time every mm-hmm. week. It's a huge deal. Imagine all the things you could be doing. But I believe that relationships and this kind of thing is worth its weight in gold, as they say, not to use a cliche.
I think it's good, too, that you mentioned that these can be fluid, right? You can definitely mm-hmm. eliminate someone who's adding no benefit or not showing up on time, who's being flaky. Yep. And then you can replace them. You'll be constantly meeting people and you can add as you find people who will provide value.
Right. And you can also set a date. So when we kick those people out, it sounds awful, but when we decided to move on as a group of three, we said, okay, with the three of us, let's decide at the end of Q4, quarter four, whether we want to continue this or not. So everyone has a chance to say, hey, this isn't right for me anymore. It's nothing personal. I'm going to move on because we're all busy business professionals, right?
So yeah, that makes sense.
That too. Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
If you put a date on it like that, then you know when to reassess, right?
Yes.
You don't want to have anyone feeling like, oh, this is a waste of time, but I don't know how to share that, right? Let's have an official date to actually talk about this. And if it's not working, instead of just giving up, you can talk about why and can we fix that? Can we improve this?
Exactly. And then the last thing is just real quick, just one more thing you can do here. I'm just bubbling up with ideas, but this is a way to be held accountable. So at the end of each session, I suggest that each person goes around and says the one thing they want to do before the next meeting. Maybe for you guys, it could be, you know, really using certain vocabulary words a few times in natural conversation. You can be very specific, but then your team's going to ask you, your group, the next time, did you do it? Yes or no? So that's a time to verbalize your
smart.
Goals. Yeah.
Yes. Right. And then be sure to follow up the following meeting, right? Don't let mm-hmm. it just go and no one's going to do it because we're not following up at the beginning of the next meeting. Start mm-hmm. with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's share out. Let's be accountable. Mm-hmm. Did we meet our goal?
Yeah, I think this could be better than having a teacher in a way.
Definitely. Depending on the teacher.
Yeah, depending on the teacher. All right, this is good stuff. Well, thanks for hanging out, Aubrey, and chatting about this. And what should our listeners do to make sure they get more All Ears English?
Yes, guys, follow the podcast, All Ears English, wherever you find your podcast. Follow us on social media. So many great tips. You don't want to miss any of it.
All right, I'll see you in the next one.
Yep, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.